leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump says that he cut off trade talks with Canada and has no plans to meet with Canada's prime minister. It's all in response to a Canadian TV ad that features video of Ronald Reagan opposing tariffs. The president said that's an attempt to influence the Supreme Court and...
I'm satisfied with the deal we have. We have a deal right now that's very good for us. And any deal that would have been made would have been better for them than the one they have right now.
He's en route to Asia. He also said one of his supporters who wants to stay anonymous came up with $130 million to ensure members of the military get paid during the government shutdown, now on its 25th day. Police in Washington, D.C. say two people are in custody after a shooting following a Howard University homecoming event. None of the five people injured are students. None of their injuries are believed to be life-threatening. And the Toronto Blue Jays routed the L.A. Dodgers 11-4 in Game 1 of the World Series. Game 2 is tonight. This is ABC News.
A road win for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks with a road win over the Raptors in Toronto, 122-116 in favor of Milwaukee. Only the second game of the season, and Giannis with a double-double, scoring 31 points and 20 rebounds. But he was excited for the Bucks' newcomer Cole Anthony, who added 23 points in the win.
Incredible. He played very, very well previous game. You know, when he's decisive and he's aggressive and he's able to get downhill and get to his spot, it just opens up a lot of things for everybody.
The Bucks road trip continues in Cleveland tomorrow night when they face the Cavaliers, tip-off time 5 p.m. Baseball, a surprise upset. The Blue Jays beat the Dodgers 11-4 in Game 1 of the World Series in Toronto. The Brewers announcing this week that general manager Matt Arnold has been promoted. He's now the Brewers president of baseball operations.
I've never really been focused on titles at all. Honestly, it's just been something where you keep your head down and you work hard and good things will happen.
That's Matt Arnold. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Northern Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a slight chance of a shower, otherwise partly sunny and a high near 49. For tonight, partly cloudy, 32. Sunshine and highs in the mid-50s on Sunday. It'll be breezy from the southeast. Sunday night, mostly clear, lows in the mid-30s.
Currently 36 degrees.
Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small. Your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and Green Bay. ProfHearingCare.com. By Blaine's Farm and Fleet, serving Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, and Michigan with 45 locations and everything you need for life in the Midwest. Shop online anytime at farmandfleet.com. By Huntworth Gear, engineered for performance, available at Blaine's Farm and Fleet and other retailers, and at huntworthgear.com. And by Hunting Beast Gear, innovators in mobile hunting gear. Maximize your opportunities for success with Beast Gear, climbing sticks, tree stands, saddles, and other gear at huntingbeastgear.com. I'm Dan Small. Today we're all about deer hunting. A youth hunt story, combating EHD, and tips for bow hunting the rut. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupie and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupie and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupie and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupie.com. And all 11 offices of Hupie and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Well, joining me now from home in Wisconsin Rapids, gosh, 2 weeks in a row, Jeff Kelm. Well, Jeff, welcome back. And what have you been up to? I imagine you're still catching up, huh?
Yeah, it's just trying to get to the list of things between getting, we have a carport we needed to get up that's been sitting for a year. We got that up, getting some stuff done, got the wood furnace fired up and needed to make sure that was all set and ready to go and all kinds of stuff, Dan. The list goes on and on, but yeah, happy to be home.
I bet you are. No hunting yet though, huh?
No hunting yet. I've loved to be out there, but not quite yet.
All right. Well, I've been not hunting myself either. I've been talking about hunting, both with our videographer out in the woods shooting scenes for Deer Hunt Wisconsin, and that's the only shooting I've been doing, unfortunately. And gosh, I've been up here for a whole week, and you know what making TV is like. It's kind of like sausage. You like the end result, and you know the process itself is, you know, kind of tedious sometimes.
Little herky jerky, little less linear than people believe.
Oh, isn't that the truth? Yeah, when you watch the finished product, you just don't, you know, it's amazing how smooth it is if you do it right. And, you know, I was thinking about that and about podcasts. And you and I know, everybody in the world has a podcast now. And they are not timed. They can go as long as they want. It's two guys sitting in a chair. Takes them 5 minutes to figure out what they're going to talk about and on, you know, and we don't have that luxury when you got to hit 26:46 for PBS and 48 and change for commercial stations. One of the segments, one of the highlights of this year's show is a segment on white deer. Have you seen white deer in the field?
Oh, yeah. We got a bunch of them here in Wood County, especially around Wisconsin Rapids. I've got some as close as probably 3 miles away from my place. It's probably just a matter of time before I have some white deer in my backyard at some point. And a lot of them on the other side of town, on the northern side of town. A whole bunch. I mean, you drive by, you might see 5, 6, 7, or 8 of them in one spot. And yeah, very common.
Yeah, and that is one of the highlights of this year's show. There's a group in central Wisconsin where you are, and there's also kind of a well-established herd up in the Boulder Junction area of Vilas County. And we've got some video and stills and a little conversation about should we be hunting them or should we not? So
very good.
That's one of the topics. And the show is going to air on FanDuel Sports on November 11th. That's a Tuesday night. It's usually on a Wednesday or Thursday, but this year it's Tuesday. Milwaukee PBS on the 13th, that's Thursday night, and Saturday morning, and then on PBS Wisconsin on Saturday morning, and a bunch of community stations. And there will be a list of all the stations on the YouTube channel that that we have on, the show itself will be on the YouTube channel, and the list of stations will be on Facebook, Deer Hunt WI. Well, we've got some special deals with two sponsors. Hunting Beast Gear is offering 10% off on any purchase. And to get that discount, visit huntingbeastgear.com and enter DanSmallODW10 at the checkout. And our newest sponsor, Dex Fingerlight, we had Tom Mitchell on last week talking about the Fingerlight. They have everything on sale, and you can save an additional 15%. If you visit fingerlight.com, the promo code there is DanSmall15. And details on both of these offers are on my Facebook page, Dan Small Outdoors. And this week's giveaway is a Dex Fingerlight and a carrying case. To enter that drawing, call 414-297-7554 or email me at dsoradio@gmail.com. Well, coming up, Pampas Trading Post J.C. Chamberlain talks about his daughter Haley's successful youth deer hunt. She got a real nice buck a couple weeks ago. Steve Dreyfuss, he's the sporting goods buyer for Blaine's Farm and Fleet. He offers some tips for bow hunting the rut. And aquatic biologist Zach Haas explains the threat of EHD and a solution to that problem. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
We see you out there doing things your way. So why do you buy from the same retail giants as everyone else when you could be getting the same trusted products you want and need at the lowest possible prices from a family-owned company you can be proud to shop with? Be an original and head to Blaine's Farm and Fleet to find value on the things you value, in-store or online, with convenient same-day delivery or drive-through pickup, right here at Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Be an original.
Want a compact light that does not strap to your head? Meet Dex Fingerlight at fingerlight.com. Fingerlight's patented Griptonite ring fits any finger, keeps your hands free to climb, navigate trails, or tinker at home. Three light modes, durable, waterproof, and rechargeable. Invented for surgeons, but developed by hunters. Dex Fingerlight is faster, easier, and stealthier than a headlamp. Use our discount code DANSMALL15 for 15% off any order at Fingerlight.com.
Step outside, let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin.
Plan some trail riding fun in Florence County. Try the 17-acre ATV park with hills, mud puddles, and dunes near Fisher Lake. Hike to three waterfalls from Trail F5, 60-foot breakwater falls, 22-foot LaSalle Falls, and Washburn Falls. Camping options include several ATV-UTV-friendly campgrounds. Come take a ride. For more info, go to the Recreation tab at exploreflorencecounty.com.
Outdoor Radio is brought to you by Beast Gear, industry leaders in lightweight mobile hunting climbing sticks, tree stands, and accessories. Our patented tree stands are forged from a solid billet of aluminum, creating an ultra-lightweight and efficient mobile hunting system that maximizes portability and durability. Stop watching missed opportunities from a distance. Get mobile with Beast Gear climbing sticks, tree stands, and accessories at huntingbeastgear.com.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. HuntworthGear.com. That's HuntworthGear.com.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. It's time for another Madison Outdoor Report brought to you by Pappas Trading Post. They are Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer, and they're located on State Highway 14, that's west of Arena, and about a half hour west of Madison. You can also find them online at PappasTradingPost.com. And joining us once again is wildlife biologist and Trading Post archery expert J.C. Chamberlain. J.C., thanks for joining us, and welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Yeah, thanks for having us again. Like I said, it's always a pleasure.
Well, the youth hunt was last weekend, and your daughter, Haley, had some success. Tell us about that.
Yeah, she's been pretty lucky overall, and this year she decided that she wanted to try to hold out a little bit to see if she could shoot a little better buck than she has in the past. And we've been lucky enough. We had some deer that were frequenting an alfalfa field, so we get up on top there and set up and actually had a really cool evening. We ended up having deer, you know, anywhere from arm's length from us all the way out to a couple hundred yards, so it was pretty neat. And she was lucky enough to harvest a very nice four-year-old nine-pointer.
A beautiful buck, yeah. Was that
very, very cool.
Was that one of the bucks you've been targeting with your bow?
Yeah, that is actually one of the deer that Rich and I had been kind of looking after and trying to get a crack at, and both of us had seen him, but neither one of us had had him close enough in shooting hours. Pretty neat to see her be able to get it done. And one shot, she knocked him down, and we were actually sitting, there's a kind of an old fence row and, you know, some taller grass and goldenrod, and we got tucked in there, and where we were sitting there's a cornfield just behind us, and we actually had a deer come right out of the corn and pretty much it all but stuck his nose on us trying to figure out what we were. Nice little young buck. That was a pretty neat experience for her as well. I think she'd have been happy with the evening even if we hadn't killed one.
Yeah, nice. How long a shot did she have there?
She ended up taking a 150-yard shot.
Oh, that's respectable.
we practiced out that far and a little further, and I've got her set up on a tripod with a claw on top of it as well. So really helps her be steady. And well, I mean, where we were sitting, she could sit with her elbows on her knees as well. The grass there where we were sitting, for her, it was actually just about the top of her head.
So you were essentially tucked into the fence line there.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. I wonder what her friends at school say when they see a picture of her with that beautiful deer.
Yeah, I know. We were talking with her a little bit about that. She didn't say much, but I know one of her friends, she said she thought she might be disappointed because one of her friends was after a 10-pointer too, I guess.
And
I don't think she got him, Dad.
So that's one buck out of your gene pool, so to speak. What are you hearing from other hunters?
With the weather being a little bit cooler here, guys are seeing some pretty good movement, honestly. A lot of field edge scrapes. If they weren't there, they've popped up here recently. Definitely seeing some deer start to get the feeling and start kind of setting down their territory a little bit.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the rut should be starting pretty soon. This will air on the 25th, and the rut usually starts shortly thereafter and into early November.
Quite honestly, some of my favorite days are from about the 23rd of October until about the 4th or 5th of November. It just seems like the farms that I've hunted in different places, those dates is when I tend to see quite a bit of movement. And it's still fairly predictable on the earlier end of that. And then as you start getting into November more and more, it's just you're catching them cruising or with the doe. And so a little more time in the stand. Seems like there's a point where they kind of get locked down a little bit and you just spend a lot of time staring at leaves and squirrels.
Yeah, okay. So what advice have you got now for this key time that you like the best?
Right now, definitely want to be hunting around does, you know, like in the evening. If you have fields that they're hitting, anytime you can be around the doe, the bucks are close by this time of year. Usually mornings, I'll either sit in either a saddle or on a bench in between food and bedding. And then if you don't have that similar situation, if you do have a bedding area, if you stand on the downwind side, you're going to get some traffic there for sure.
Okay. And using scent or any other tricks?
Yeah, this time of year is one of the best times for using scent. You know, you've heard me say it in the past, I personally like to be either the first doe that's ready or one of the last does. It just seems like those two time frames are definitely more attractive to the buck to have that estrus scent out there. You know, I usually do better with estrus on the later side, right around gun season anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Now, typically try to use a dominant buck that's different from some of the other deer that are in the area. Just seems to help get them a little bit more curious.
Well, JC, how do you use scent this time of year then?
From like the middle of October to, you know, right around the end, I'll actually use that dominant buck scent on scrapes or even in the scrape. You know, usually about now, 25th, 26th, that's when I'll start usually using a little bit of the estrus around there as well, just to kind of pique their curiosity. And then later, closer to gun season, that's when I'm using the estrus the majority of the time.
Aha, uh-huh. Okay. And where do you put the scent?
Usually either on the licking branch or even if there's a little bit of debris, you know, real close by, whether it's branches, twigs, whatever, about waist high and below, I'll usually put a little bit on that. And then even sometimes we'll even get it put a little out, like when I get in the tree or something, where I'm up a little bit higher to get it to waft out a little bit further.
Uh-huh, okay. You put it on a wick or something then when you're in the tree?
If I'm using like the James Valley gels, I'll just pop the top and just dab it on a stick that's just hanging there. That way I'm not touching anything. If I don't have a licking branch, but we've got ropes, I'll just apply it to the rope in a very similar fashion. Once in a great while, I'll use the wicks. I just tend to shy away from it a little bit to make sure that I'm leaving as little of my scent as I possibly can in those areas.
Yeah. Okay. Any other advice for folks looking forward to the rut?
Best advice I can give is get out there and enjoy the great outdoors and spend some time in the tree and or the ground blind, and you can't see them if we're not out there.
That's the truth, isn't it? Well, JC, thanks so much, and congratulations to Haley. Tell her that she'll have a hard time topping that one during gun season.
Yeah, I will definitely pass that along, and good luck to everybody out there, and hopefully we get to see some big deer hit the ground.
All right. We'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
I look forward to it.
Folks, that was J.C. Chamberlain of Pappas Trading Post. They are located on Highway 14, just west of Areno, Wisconsin, and about a half hour west of Madison. You can also find them on the web at pappastradingpost.com. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Listen to More Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com.
Honeyline Station BP with bait and tackle is geared up for the fall fishing season. And yes, musky suckers are in stock now. Stop in for St. Croix rods, tackle, and all the live bait you need to reel in that big musky before the snow flies. Between Fifield and Minocqua, it's your one stop for fuel, groceries, snacks, lottery tickets, propane, firewood, and more. Plus, DNR licensing and vehicle registrations. Open 7 days a week from 6 to 9 on Highway 70 West in Minocqua.
There's no better time than right now to take care of yourself. Marshfield Clinic Primary Care helps you stay on track with screenings and vaccinations, or to simply connect on your overall well-being. Visit marshfieldclinic.org/primarycare.
98Q Country.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Northwoods weather.
Northern Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a slight chance of a shower, otherwise partly sunny and a high near 49. For tonight, partly cloudy, 32. Sunshine and highs in the mid-50s on Sunday. It'll be breezy from the southeast. Sunday night, mostly clear. Lows in the mid-30s.
Currently 36 degrees.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. This next segment is brought to you by Blaine's Farm and Fleet, serving Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, and Michigan with 45 locations and everything you need for life in the Midwest. Shop online anytime at farmandfleet.com. Joining me now is Steve Dreyfurst. He's the senior buyer for sporting goods, hunting apparel, and hunting and shooting sports gear for Farm and Fleet stores. And he's been on before. And Steve, I want to welcome you back and thanks for joining us again on the Outdoors Radio Network.
Yeah, always great to be part of your segment. Appreciate you asking me to be here.
You're quite welcome. Well, it is hunting season. Have you been out?
I have been doing a little duck hunting. The first weekend was pretty awesome, and then the warm temperatures really kicked in. It's almost too beautiful, right? We're kind of used to this in Wisconsin. You never know when you're going to get those cold fronts, but as soon as that cold front comes through, then I'll be out in the boat again. I did some grouse hunting over the weekend and woodcock hunting. I had some success there in the North Woods. Haven't done any bow hunting yet, but that cold snap is coming pretty quick. So
yeah,
we'll be out in a tree. Hopefully we can put one down.
Very good. Well, we did have enough frost 2 weeks ago that I think we are technically in Indian summer, but it's suddenly fall. The deer should be moving, and you folks have some things for hunters who might be looking to hunt the rut, don't you?
Absolutely. We're in that pre-rut season right now, right? So the deer and the bucks are starting to get around. We've got all the products that you really need, and, you know, from scent control, scent attractants, mineral blocks, calls, crossbows. We've added 10 Point and Wicked Ridge. They've been two hot brands, as we know. They're some of the number one sellers throughout the country. But being new this year, our neighbor base is really excited about having those brands. Killer Instinct is another great crossbow. We don't get too heavy into the vertical bows just because we respect the dealers. They've grown their segments or their customer segments. I feel like we can play in the crossbow market just because it's nice as well that when you and I are busy guys, we don't have a lot of time to practice all the time. I want to make sure I have an ethical hunt. So sometimes I'll grab my crossbow, even though I'm traditionally a vertical bow hunter. We've got camouflage clothing. You know, Huntworth is a great brand out there.
Yes.
They pretty much cover all of our caps, gloves, jackets, pants, etc. They can cover you from all weather extremes, from the extreme cold to the extreme warm. They're at a value-driven price, so it definitely fits our customer base perfectly. We're getting really close now to the rut, right? So the estrus brands are key. We've got all your key estrus brands. Goldis Estrus is one of my favorites to use. Tinks is out there, Code Blue, Code Red, and the Conquest VS1 and Evercom Sense. Those work excellent as well. So we've got you covered there. It's interesting, over the weekend, I just put some mock scrapes together, put several out on my property, and these ropes are hot. They've been hot for a while, but they're really starting to get even more hot with the use of YouTube Nation, right?
Oh, yeah.
The ropes work. I've got a golden rope kit from Wildlife Research Center that I put out this past week. It's a pretty cool system. They've got three ropes, everything included. They've got zip ties, golden rope concentrate. It's normally $39.99. It's on promotion through November 2nd for $24.99. A really good product, and it's my first time using it. I've got my cameras on it, and it'll be hopefully seeing some target bucks that I'm going after here soon on that system. And mentioning trail cameras, we've got the two brands that are really hot this year at Blaine's: Tacticam, brand new brand that we brought in this year. They're our number one right now. Moultrie has also been our number two. They've got a two-pack edge trail camera system that's been the hottest camera on our shelf. At $99.99, normally $149.99, that runs through November 5th. Those cameras continue to sell very well. For pre-rut right now and getting into the rut, we've got you covered there.
Yeah, well, the golden rope is something I've been using now since last year, and it is exciting to see what the deer do with that. They are one of the sponsors of our deer show as well. It's a neat system. It's like you say, it's all contained in one package, and you can soak those ropes and hang them wherever you want. You don't have to depend on a deer-made scrape or, you know, licking branch. I think you'll see some good photos from your trail cameras. Well, the firearm season is not that far away, and I know we won't be talking to you again before then. So what have you got for the gun hunter?
Yeah, you know what's really cool about Blaine's is that we really do have everything under one roof. And I know time is very valuable for everybody. We're all busy, and I know as that weekend approaches, you're looking at the clock and you're like, I can't run to 15 different places. What I love about Blaine's is you can get your hunting license at our stores. If you are prepping your trailer or you want to buy a new trailer, we've got all of that. Generators are hot in the Northwoods or some of these off-the-grid areas, so those are always great. We've got a huge just clothing department in general, Carhartt and some really Garriott key brands. And then obviously our hunting Blaze Orange Camo. Trail Mix is energy drinks, right? So you got maybe beef jerky, tarps, heaters, hunting boots, etc. We have it all, and I'm really all about that. As I get more mature in my age, I don't like to sit out in stores and go from one to the other and just waste 3 or 4 hours time. I want to get it all in one location. So that really works for me.
Yeah, mature is a kind way of saying we're all getting older, right?
We're experienced.
There you go. Yeah.
Yes. And then Blaze Orange clothing and accessories. Of course, we've got all that. We've got really value-driven brands out there, such as, you know, Core Resources, Outdoor Cap. Huntworth has some great accessories as well. Under Armour. And then Carhartt. I wouldn't say that's value-driven, but it's just a very popular brand, and we love our Carhartt clothing. And then when you get into the hunting department, we just have you covered. We've got your hunting knives, tree stands, and blinds. They've been slow to start in sales here just because it's been so slow. Nobody really wants to be hanging a hunting stand in this heat. Now that it's starting to get cool, you'll start seeing a lot of those on promotion now. We're saving our customers some money when they come in and purchase those. We got Yeti coolers, camping stoves. We added jet boil to the assortment this year. I've used that out on elk hunts. Just a great little burner. We've also added Mountain House freeze-dried meals. That goes well with that system. And I know some people that are really off the grid will definitely go that route when they're hunting. Basically, just watch over the next couple of weeks leading up to the openers. We have a lot of really good deals on hunting knives, processing gear. Ammunition, obviously, is big this time of year, just working with Remington, Federal, Hornady, and Winchester to try and make sure that we've got the stock levels where we need it and what our customers want. Paper and gong targets, you've got those just for fun and getting ready to make sure you're sighted in properly. And specifically, there's some hot buy, half-off promotions, basically 50% off, that you really want to be keying in. And our advertisements, It'll be really like titled as hot buy of the week. Those are going to be really significant savings under scent control and attractants, trail cameras, heated socks, mineral blocks, and radios. Yes, believe it or not, radio sales are still popular in today's technology because there are so many areas that cell phones and other devices just can't reach yet. So
that's true.
We'll have those as well.
Yeah, very good. And then if we happen to get lucky and get a deer, you've got stuff for that too, right?
Absolutely. That's one of my favorite hobbies is just processing venison. We've got all the processing needs that you need. LEM is one of the top brands out there in meat slicers, mixers, grinders, vacuum sealers, stuffers, and seasonings, right? So I use that product a lot. In addition, I come up with my own recipes. That's half the fun, right? But when you're smoking and cooking your venison steaks or product that you have prepared, we do have some of the best rubs and seasonings. Maybe not the largest set you'll see out there, but it's quality. We've got our own private brand, Rustic Pantry. What's really great about the price point on those seasonings are fantastic. And I've tried so many because we get a chance to sample them here at Blaine. So those have been fantastic to use in a lot of my recipes. Very excited about this season. And really what I have to say is just, I want to thank everybody that shopped at Blaine's. We love you as our neighbors. There's no question about it. I think and act the same way as our neighbors do. And I think that's why our assortments are only going to get better and better. I just want everybody to be safe and hopefully very successful in this season as well.
Well, Steve, I got to catch my breath after this. It sounds like with all these specials, you've got us covered. I think this could be my checklist. What I don't have or what I need to replace or replenish or upgrade, sounds like you've got it at Blaine's.
Yeah, all you got to do is send me the picture of the big buck you put down, okay?
All right, I will do that. And you send me pictures of whatever comes and hits that golden estrus rope that you get on your tail camera. We might use that in next year's show.
Yeah, will do, sir.
All right. Thank you so much, and good luck to you.
Yeah, take care. Thanks for inviting me again.
You're quite welcome, folks. That was Steve Dreyfuss. He is a wealth of information, and as you can tell, they've got a lot of gear that we are going to be using. Those of us are going to be deer hunting during the bow season and with the gun season coming up. He's the senior buyer for sporting goods, hunting apparel, and hunting and shooting sports gear at Farm and Fleet. They have 45 stores throughout Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, and Michigan. As you can tell, everything you need as a hunter and everything you need for life in the Midwest. You can shop online at farmandfleet.com. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with professional hearing care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Every year, there are commercials reminding everyone to hunt safely. But the truth is, it's not up to everyone. It's up to you. Treat all firearms as if loaded. Always point the muzzle in a safe direction. Be certain of your target and what's beyond. And keep your finger outside the trigger guard until it's safe to shoot. Don't just be aware of these safety measures. Follow them. Wisconsin DNR. Adventures and memories. Enjoy Wisconsin's wild side. Learn more at dnr.wi.gov.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. HuntworthGear.com. That's HuntworthGear.com.
Outdoor Radio is brought to you by Beast Gear, industry leaders in lightweight mobile hunting climbing sticks, tree stands, and accessories. Our patented tree stands are forged from a solid billet of aluminum, creating an ultra-lightweight and efficient mobile hunting system that maximizes portability and durability. Stop watching missed opportunities from a distance. Get mobile with Beast Gear climbing sticks, tree stands, and accessories at huntingbeastgear.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Joining me now is Zach Haas. He is the owner of Creek Bottom Land Management, located in Eden, Wisconsin. They provide services to help improve hunting and recreational property throughout the state. And his website for that business is creekbottomlandmgmt.com. He's also the senior biologist for a company called EH Defense in Eau Claire. And that company manufactures a system to combat EHD, epizootic hemorrhagic disease. I think I got that right. And that website is ehd-fence.com. Well, Zach, thanks for joining us, and welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Glad to be back on with you, Dan.
Well, we talked back in the spring when you were doing some seminars at the Open Season Sportsman's Expo, but now your companies, both companies, are sponsoring the Deer Hunt Wisconsin show that I'm in production with. And in fact, our videographer, Dave, will be working with you later today on a segment that's going to air on this year's show. So thanks for sponsoring our show. And we're going to talk about what you and Dave are going to be talking about.
Perfect.
Well, what is EHD? First of all, did I pronounce it right?
You did. So yeah, it's epizootic hemorrhagic disease. So it's a viral disease that's hitting the deer and mainly right now across the Midwest. And it is given to a deer by a midge or a no-see-um. It's like a small gnat. The genus is actually Cuticotes. This midge, it's semi-aquatic and it lives around ponds, streams, reservoirs, and it thrives on organic material. So your muck, your sludge, things of that nature. Unfortunately, as we go into drought cycles across the Midwest, deer go to these different kinds of streams, ponds, you name it, and that's where the midge is. It bites these deer because it needs a blood supply to produce eggs. From there, it'll actually transmit the virus, similar to like what a tick does with Lyme disease, to us. From there, it's very quick acting, where a deer, once it has symptoms, typically dies within 48 to 72 hours. And it's been very devastating for a lot of herds.
Wow. Yeah, we have heard a lot about it, but it's been overshadowed by all the focus on chronic wasting disease, which, of course, is spreading into more areas here and across the country every year. Is every deer that gets bitten by one of these midges going to die?
A vast majority will, but what we are actually seeing is some deer will survive the EHD virus. And ultimately, that's the goal we want, is the deer survive and pass on the immunity to the next year's spawn. But the problem that we're seeing is just since the deer down south have had hundreds of years of evolution where they've been able to build up the immunity, our deer are just recently getting introduced to this virus, so they haven't built that immunity up. Some deer do live. Some deer might last a little bit, maybe to the rut. But when they lose that 28% body fat, that can kill them, or they die from a different way. But ultimately, it's a pretty high fatality rate. Right now, I'd say north of 90%.
Wow. Okay. And my understanding is dead or sick deer are often found in water or near water.
Correct. One of the main symptoms of the virus is actually a severely high fever. So when the deer get this fever, obviously they want to cool off. And that's why a lot of times we're finding them in streams and creeks where not necessarily the midges, but it's cool water. So they're trying to go to these streams and rivers to drink, to cool off, and ultimately that's where they die.
Now, how far can these midges travel, the adult? They're flies, so they can fly around.
By nature, the midge is actually a very poor flyer. So it typically itself like won't be flying around the countryside. But what we're seeing is the midge is easily pushed around by wind streams. And even what we're kind of seeing, some of the research showing is even like these hurricanes that are pushing northwards are pushing these midges around. So they typically are following the airstreams and winds. And unfortunately, we're seeing more, obviously, higher wind speeds nowadays. So that's how they're kind of sometimes getting pushed around these properties.
I imagine they bite more than just deer. Can they bite you and me too? And what happens if they do?
They're just trying to get a blood supply. So they're looking for any kind of mammalian, obviously, warm-blooded species. So they'll bite anything. Cattle are actually a main driver of the virus and also one of the main things that they're biting. But yeah, they'll bite us and anything. But the big thing is the virus itself only affects ruminant species of mammals. Cattle do get it, but we haven't seen any cases to date of actually cattle dying from it. We're only seeing the white-tailed deer obviously dying from it. There have been cases of pronghorn, mule deer, some elk, and I've even heard of a few minor cases of actually a bighorn sheep actually succumbing to the disease.
Okay. Well, let's talk about your product, EHD Fence. Now, you developed it, right?
Yes, I invented the product.
So how does it work?
EHD Fence focuses on aquatic ecosystem restoration. Because what I found is through talks to different professors across the country and different colleagues I had in the aquatic biology field, was this midge thrives in poor water quality. It needs high organic matter. They need this organic matter to actually thrive, like the larva and the pupa of the stages, they feed on that organic material. So what we do is we're actually focusing on reducing muck layers and also improving water quality. The other part of this is I look deep into the predators because I think to me it's a very holistic approach is we also have to balance the ecosystem. A lot of it is making sure there's a predator of the midge. Well, a lot of the predators are your aquatic invertebrates, aquatic insects, things like dragonflies, scavenger beetle, water boatmen. These are all things that prey on it. However, all those aquatic insects and vertebrates, they need high water quality to actually survive and reproduce. So what we're doing with this product is restoring ecosystem health of the pond, water body, water source, whatever people have on their property to allow for the predators to thrive on the midge, but also to reduce the muck layer, taking the home away where the female midge would lay her eggs. So it's a three-part system, part one being catapult, which is an enzyme. It's a biocatalyst. And what a biocatalyst does in nature is it speeds up a biological process. In this process, it's all about organic decomposition, so breaking down all the detritus and organic material in the water. Then the next part of this is live water, which comes in a water-soluble packet that is simply tossed into the water. And what those bacteria do is they feed on everything that enzyme converted into sugars. They feed on that, and they actually strip the water itself of suspended organics that ultimately the larva and pupa would feed on. Then the last part of it is a pelletized bacteria pellet called D-Muck. And I always call it the heavy lifter of the program. This is the guy that's going to the gym every single day. And what they're doing is they're actually focusing on reducing the organic layers of the pond. So taking away that muck. So once we have a drought, you don't have these vast mud flats that the midge needs to lay its eggs in. We take that away, thus actually reducing the EHD potential and midge potential.
Now, how often do you have to treat a water body to make this work?
The system is built to be applied to a pond monthly. So once per month, typically starting depending where you are in the nation, April and May, and typically ending September, October. It's a very simple process. When I tested myself, it took about 45 seconds to a minute to apply all three products, and you're in and out. And then if you get, let's say, a big rain event, sometimes you might have to do a couple more extra applications, but once a month overall.
And how big a pond can you treat?
One of our small kits will actually treat 5 of your water tubs. So like I'm thinking like your Rubbermaids, your deer ponds, your kiddie pools, your koi ponds. They'll treat 5 of those for a season, or it'll treat 1 pond that's about 25 to 30 feet in diameter for a season.
Okay. It's basically an all-natural product, so you're not poisoning anything.
Correct. This is 100% natural. It's safe for all wildlife, pets, people. These are products that I would be comfortable applying into a pond and having my kids literally dive in right in the stream of the product. There's not one thing that could ever make this toxic. One study was actually done with it, where if you wanted to add, let's say, the DMUG product in an acre pond, you would have to add about 2 million pounds of the product to actually make it any kind of hazard for the ecosystem.
Wow. It sounds like a miracle cure. How is it being received?
Good overall. We've been talking to a lot of land managers, so similar to like my creek bottom land management business, talking to a lot of people that manage properties across the U.S., been dealing with a lot of outfitters that are obviously concerned, and dealing with obviously a lot of these people that own properties that are losing deer. Like let's say in Kentucky, West Virginia, Ohio, a lot of people are super happy to finally see someone taking the steps to actually combat this, because no one else to date has actually tried to find a way where we can actually restore our ecosystems and reduce this EHD threat.
And if somebody wants to get some, they simply go to the website, right?
Right now, it's available on a website, and once in a while, we have discount codes, things that way. What is nice about the product, it does have a 3 to 5 year shelf life. The only big thing is you can't let it freeze, but we are also looking to get this in stores as well for the 2026 season.
All right. Well, Zach, thank you so much for clarifying a lot of things about the disease and letting us know about this revolutionary product. I only learned about it recently. I think it is going to be a great help to hunters and land managers, and I suppose even deer ranchers, because there are still people who are raising, you know, herds of deer.
Managing properties myself, it's one of those things that I think it's just as useful as having a chainsaw on your four-wheeler. This should be right next to it as another tool to help manage your herd and your properties.
All right. Well, thanks so much for sharing all this information, and we hope you have great success with the new product.
Thank you very much, Dan.
You're quite welcome. Folks, that was Zach Haas. He is the owner of Creek Bottom Land Management in Eden, Wisconsin, creekbottomlandmgmt.com. And he's also senior biologist for EHD Fence in Eau Claire. You heard all about that product. Their website, if you're interested in learning more or buying some, is ehd-fense.com. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Every year, there are commercials reminding everyone to hunt safely. But the truth is, it's not up to everyone. It's up to you. Treat all firearms as if loaded. Always point the muzzle in a safe direction. Be certain of your target and what's beyond. And keep your finger outside the trigger guard until it's safe to shoot. Don't just be aware of these safety measures. Follow them. Wisconsin DNR. Adventures and memories. Enjoy Wisconsin's wild side. Learn more at dnr.wi.gov.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with professional hearing care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Let us be your guide, Florence County, Wisconsin.
plan some trail riding fun in Florence County. Try the 17-acre ATV park with hills, mud puddles, and dunes near Fisher Lake. Hike to 3 waterfalls from Trail F5, 60-foot Breakwater Falls, 22-foot LaSalle Falls, and Washburn Falls. Camping options include several ATV-UTV-friendly campgrounds. Come take a ride. For more info, go to the Recreation tab at exploreflorencecounty.com.
Want a compact light that does not strap to your head? Meet Dex Fingerlight at Fingerlight.com. Fingerlight's patented Griptonite ring fits any finger, keeps your hands free to climb, navigate trails, or tinker at home. 3 light modes, durable, waterproof, and rechargeable. Invented for surgeons, but developed by hunters. Dex Fingerlight is faster, easier, and stealthier than a headlamp. Use our discount code DanSmall15 for 15% off any order at Fingerlight.com.
We see you out there, doing things your way. So why do you buy from the same retail giants as everyone else when you could be getting the same trusted products you want and need at the lowest possible prices from a family-owned company you can be proud to shop with? Be an original and head to Blaine's Farm and Fleet to find value on the things you value, in-store or online, with convenient same-day delivery or drive-through pickup, right here at Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Be an original.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Jeff Kelm. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com, by Crestliner Boats at crestliner.com, and by Mercury Marine at mercurymarine.com. See the latest Crestliner boats and Mercury outboards, Cedar Lake Sales in West Bend. Cedar Lake Sales has more than 80 boats on display, used and new, and pontoons. Check out their inventory on their homepage. Winter boat storage reservations are filling up. If you want a spot, better contact them soon. We're also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and Green Bay, profhearingcare.com. By Blaine's Farm and Fleet, serving Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, and Michigan, with 45 locations and everything you need for life in the Midwest. Shop online anytime at farmandfleet.com. By Huntworth Gear, engineered for performance, available at Blaine's Farm and Fleet and other retailers, huntworthgear.com. We're also brought to you by Beast Gear, industry leaders in lightweight climbing sticks and tree stands, and an efficient mobile hunting system that maximizes portability and durability. Huntingbeastgear.com.
And if our TV show, Outdoor Wisconsin, is not on the air where you live, you can watch it at milwaukeepbs.org. You can also watch the Deer Hunt special on our Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV YouTube channel.
And we're online all the time. You can download the show and listen when you can at lake-link.com. Go to their outdoor radio page, download it there, or go to outdoornews.com/podcast and download it at their website. You can find Dan on social media at Dan Small Outdoors or me at Hardwater Jeff.
Again, two specials, special deals with our sponsors. Hunting Beast Gear is offering 10% off on any purchase. And to get that discount, go to huntingbeastgear.com. The promo code is Dan Small, ODW10. And Dex Fingerlight, they're on sale, and you can save an additional 15% on any order at fingerlight.com. The promo code there is DanSmall15. And both offers are detailed on my Facebook page at Dan Small Outdoors. And this week's giveaway, a Dex Fingerlight and carrying case. To enter the drawing, call 414-297-7554 or email dsoradio@gmail.com. And if you plan to spear sturgeon on Lake Winnebago this year, get your sturgeon spearing license by the 31st of this month. It's coming up soon. The deadline for upriver lakes is already passed. And this is something a lot of people don't know about. I don't know, Jeff, if you're aware of it, but if you have a positive tested deer for CWD, you can get a replacement tag for this year or next year, and it'll show up in your Go Wild account automatically. It's really a special deal.
Yeah, buck tag. Yeah, maybe they do for doe tags as well. But yeah,
they do both. Buck tag good anywhere, and antlerless tag in the unit where you shot the first deer.
Sure.
Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. His next performance is Friday, November 7th at the Harbor Table in Washburn. Come for the show at 4. Stay for the fish fry. For more on Warren and his music, visit warrennelson.com. I'm Dan Small here with Jeff Kelm. Get outside this weekend, and Jeff, that applies to you too.
I know, Dan. I'm hoping the next time we talk, I've hunted already.
Get outside this weekend, folks. Be sure to join us again next week for Outdoors Radio.
We were sitting up there on your mama's roof, talking about everything under the moon, with the smell of honeysuckle and your perfume. All I could think about was my next move. Oh, but you were so shy, so was I. Maybe that's why it was so hard to believe when you smiled and said to me, are you gonna kiss me all night? Are we gonna do this or why? I think you know I like you a lot, but you're back. Your shot. Are you gonna kiss me or not? It was the best dang kiss that I ever had, except for that long one after that. And I knew if I wanted this thing to last, sooner or later I'd have to ask for your hand. So I took a chance, bought a wedding band, and got down. Smiling said to me, are you gonna kiss me or not? Are we gonna do this or why? I think you know I love you a lot. I think we got a real good shot. Are you gonna kiss me or not? From the wedding cake to the honeymoon, and your mama cried when you walked down the aisle. When the preacher man said, say I do, I did, and you did too. Then I looked at that veil and saw your pretty smile, and I said, are you gonna kiss me or not? Look at all the love that we got. It ain't never gonna stop. Are you gonna kiss me or not? Yeah, baby, I love you a lot. I really think we got a shot. Are you gonna kiss me or not?
You gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man. So raw's enough that both are faded love, and let's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. I remember down in Houston, we were putting on a show, when a cowboy in the back stood up and yelled, Hot Night Joe! He said, we love what you're doing, boys, don't get us wrong,
There's just something missing in your song.
If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man. So rosin up that bow for faded love and let's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band.
So we dusted off our boots and put our cowboy hats on straight. Them Texans raised the roof when Jeff opened up his case. You say y'all all want a two-step, you say you want a do-si-do. Well, here's your fiddling song before we go.
If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man. So rosin up that bow for faded love and let's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man. So rosin up that bow.